This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. It's my favorite radio show, and I hope it's yours, too. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, gardener, insect and worm farmer, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. It's a pleasure to be with you again, and I'm so excited about this time of the year. This is the time of the year when it's not quite fall. It's the end of summer, and we've had a lot of rain, thunderstorms, and pretty much across the country, it's pretty green. I know there are parts of California that are, and Texas, and even here in Arizona where we are suffering from a drought, yet we're very green compared to how we normally are. And there's just something about this time of the year that gets you excited to think about what's coming, fall gardens and that type of things. So my guest this hour is the one and only Dave DeWitt. He's a food historian, author, and one of the leading experts on my favorite food in the whole world, chili peppers, spices, and spicy foods. He is the king of hot. Before I ask Dave to join me, I want to make sure that you get a copy of our new catalog, Extend Your Growing Season and Prepare for the Winter. It showcases natural products for your organic home, garden, farm, horse, and livestock, and, of course, your pet needs. There are two ways you can receive a copy. You can go online to www.arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com. Or you can just place your order by calling our toll-free number that you will never forget, 800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. You can always check online for the e-catalog version in case you don't want to fuss with paper. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us, and you can always follow me at drbuglady on Twitter. And now I would like to invite the hot guy, Dave DeWitt, to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Dave.
Hi there. Good to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you. I feel like I've known you for a long time. I've been following you forever. I grew up in the country of Panama, well, Central America, but mostly Panama, where the chili peppers there are, the habaneros, the Scotch bonnets, and boy, oh boy, when I moved to the States, I couldn't find a hot sauce that was even compared. It was like, what the heck is all this stuff that we've got here? What there is, and now, you know, you fast forward about 20 or some odd years, and wow, we have got hot sauce everywhere. It is a hot sauce haven.
Yes, so it's happened in the last quarter century, or maybe 30 years, something like that, that the hot and spicy movement has really taken off in the United States. And a lot of those hot sauces that you didn't think were all that hot, a lot of them are made in Central America, especially Costa Rica. That's a main manufacturing place for hot sauces in Central America. And I've actually been to chili fields in Costa Rica, in the little town Los Chiles. So
wow.
They even have towns named after the chili peppers there. So.
Wow. Well, I got to say, you are going to be my best friend. I can't tell you how in love I am with chilies and spice. And, you know, you have such an amazing background and what an extensive biography. I want you to summarize for our audience. Just tell us your story because it's remarkable.
Well, I moved to New Mexico in November of 1974. I'd come out to New Mexico from Virginia earlier in the year, in July, and I just completely fell in love with a state, not necessarily with a woman, but with a state, and I just had to live here. It was just, you know, amazing. So I packed up everything with my then-wife at the time, and we, you know, drove out in a big, you know, moving van, which I drove with all our belongings and so forth like that, and I didn't have a job, very little money, but I knew that, you know, I could always find a job because I had been in the radio business and radio people are notorious for moving around a lot, so I knew I could get a job. And it just seemed like a wonderful place. And, of course, I wanted to start my freelance writing career at the same time that I made the move. I was 30 years old. It was time to get going and do what I always wanted to do, which was write. And previous to, you know, writing for magazines and newspapers and so forth like that, the only thing I'd been writing would be radio and TV commercials. And that has a limited, you know, lifespan as far as creativity goes. And so I started writing articles about New Mexico travel and food. And it's impossible to write about New Mexico food without talking about chili peppers. And I sort of got fascinated because they're not only a spice, but they're an ingredient in an actual food. We eat chili peppers like most people eat apples. And it's a remarkable culture that had been built up around what used to have been the most northerly province of Mexico, Nuevo Mexico. And the more I started writing about chili peppers, the more I realized that there was nobody else really writing about them. And they were enormously, you know, popular, and people wanted to grow them and eat with them, and all different kinds of chili peppers. And so that was a little niche that I found myself in, and I kept expanding that. And in 1984, I found a co-author, Nancy Gerlach, who was a recipe developer, and we found an agent and made a proposal for The Fiery Cuisines, and that was actually the first food book I'd ever written with Nancy, and that that came out in hardcover. It came out in four American paperback editions. There was a British edition. It was a pretty big deal. It was about the first, you know, just collection of worldwide chili pepper recipes. And so I stayed in that niche for a while. And then we founded Chili Pepper Magazine, which is still being published to this day. We did that in 1987. And then we launched the Fiery Food Show in 1988. And that's still going. We're in our 28th year of producing that show. That's going to be March 4th through 6 here in Albuquerque. And I just decided that I would try to expand into as many possible books as I could write about chili peppers. And maybe the last one is coming out in January. It's a book that's never been done before. It's the Field Guide to Chilies. We have 400 varieties with descriptions and photographs coming out by Timber Press in January of next year. So, you know, I've lost count of how many books I've written on chili peppers, but it's probably in the neighborhood of 25 or something like that. It's been a good run, and it's still going, so I'm happy. When your engineer called me, I was out watering my chili plants, as a matter of fact.
That's what you were supposed to be doing. I'm so proud of you. Oh, my gosh. What a great ride, though, that you've been on. It's just so impressive. I'm so happy for you and so grateful. Thank you so much for,
oh, sure,
for all the work
like
that you've done. Yes, well, no, but thank you. I mean, seriously, we are, those of us, you know, that love chilies like myself, we are so grateful. I'm so thankful for everything that you've done to bring it out, because you know, there's so many amazing benefits, not just the fiery spice that lights us up and, you know, seems to create our expand our endorphins and melcheflons and L-dopa in our bodies, and even that Valium that naturally occurs when we eat these guys. There's just something so much more than that, and I'm so great, deeply grateful for all this hard work that you've done. I know you've had fun doing it. And that's the best thing about having a passion and a career, that is something that you don't think of as work. It's just,
exactly,
you know, you just have so much fun doing it. You're like getting paid to party, Dave.
Well, it is like that. And, you know, what can I say? I have the, you know, the dream job of being able to be a show producer and a writer all about the same subject, namely chili peppers and hot and spicy foods and that sort of thing. And everywhere I go now, you see much more hot and spicy stuff. Like Italy is nuts over chili peppers. They must have 10 different pepper festivals in Italy these days. And England is the same way. So these countries that you used to think of as being sort of bland and boring food, in the sense of not being spiced. Italian food is probably the best in the world.
Oh.
But even spiced up Italian food is great. great, and they love peppers all over the country.
It's even better.
I was in northern Italy earlier this year, and there were chili peppers everywhere. People.
We're going to take a quick break, Dave.
Sure.
Those of you, we're coming right back. Don't go away. We got lots of good, hot, and spicy things to talk about.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey,
everybody. You are listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And with me is the amazing Dave DeWitt. He is a food historian, author of he's one of the leading experts on chili peppers, spices, and spicy foods. He's a spicy guy. Dave, I'm telling you, I just love you.
Thank you.
I grew up in Northern Virginia also. My dad was a diplomat, so our paths may have crossed before. You just never know. You know how small the world is. So
yeah, you won't even recognize Northern Virginia now.
Oh, I know.
It's just one freeway all the way across Fairfax County. It's just sheer concrete.
Oh.
It was woods and streams when I lived there back in the 50s. But that's progress.
Oh,
there, I guess. Washington, D.C. is pretty much unchanged, though, from what I can see. At least the center part of town looks pretty much the same as I remember it. But, your father was a diplomat, you say?
Yes, with the State Department, with USAID.
Okay.
And during the course of one's professional career as a diplomat, you do go to Washington, D.C.
Sure.
And work in the State Department. And we lived in McLean, Virginia. I graduated from McLean High School.
I went to McLean for a year.
No way.
Yeah. And then I ended up graduating from James Madison High School.
Oh,
but I'd gone to Annandale and then McLean and then James Madison and graduated from there. My father worked at the Pentagon. So we do have a similar background, don't we?
Yes, we do. After the show, I'm calling you so we can catch up. So I don't even know where to begin with you because you have so much to talk about. And, of course, I just want you to know our family, we are renowned for loving hot sauce and chilies. And when I travel, which I've had the wonderful opportunity with my job, the thing that I buy is hot sauce for my sisters. I'm one of five, four girls and a boy. And when Christmas comes around, some people get, clothing or whatever. No, we get bottles of hot sauce with all kinds of funny names on them. So I am definitely one of your devotees. Let's talk about those some other things that you are really excited about and me too. I just love this idea of micro farms that are popping up all over the country. There's a renaissance of people taking back the growing of their own food, their own having their own chickens, their rabbits. These people are having these little micro farms, and I want you to talk a little bit about this movement and what is a micro farm. Let's let our audience know about this.
A micro farm is like a large garden, but the goal in having that is to make money, and so there's really no difference between a micro farm and a large garden, except the intent and what the goal is with it. And usually micro farms are monoculture in the sense that people find a particular crop that they can grow well and they do a lot of it. For example, herbs would be an example of people who have micro farms because it doesn't take much space to grow herbs. I can grow enough herbs for 10 families in a very, very small space. And as you know, herbs and spices are expensive to buy at the store. And so this way you can make some money doing that. I'm just using that as an example. There's many different high-value crops, including chili peppers, that you can grow. But herbs are so easy to grow, and you get such a volume of them, and it's just a great thing to be able to do. Now, you're not going to be able to probably retire on the money from a micro farm, but it does help with certain things. You're not trying to retire, you're just trying to supplement your income. Most people who are retired have some sort of retirement plan that takes care of them pretty well, but this is a way to make extra money by doing something you love to do. Now, if you don't like the garden, I wouldn't suggest doing that, but if for people people who do like it, why not make some money on it? I did it for 1 year when I was writing the Micro Farming for Profit book that's out right now. I did it, and I made money on it. You know, I think I made about $2,000 for a summer's worth of work. It doesn't sound like a lot, but I was specializing in chilies, herbs, and tomatoes, which I happen to grow pretty well. I grew 300 pounds of tomatoes in two medium-sized plots, and I sun-dried them and sold them to chefs. That was my little micro-farming project that I did for the Micro Farming for Profit book. I didn't want to try to write a book when I hadn't done it. And I'd had several other micro-farms. I had one back when I was living in Richmond, Virginia. My wife at the time decided she wanted to have a retail plant store. And so the way to supply house plants is to, of course, start them from cuttings. And so I specialized in that for a while. And so I was literally, you know, no money was changing hands here, but I was literally supplying her wholesale and she was selling retail. And that lasted for about a year and a half or something like that. It made a profit. The whole thing made a profit, but she got tired of being in retail, so she stopped it. But that was the first one I had, and I was, you know, in my 20s at that particular time. But I grew up in a gardening family. I mean, everybody had their own specialty that they liked to garden, and my brother and I did the grunt work. We dug the holes and mixed the dirt and all the hard, really hard work, but we all benefited from the family garden. My mother loved tulips, and she specialized in growing tulips. My father was a tomato grower and that sort of thing. So we learned how to do it early, and now my brother is turning into a farmer and a rancher. He had a 15-acre farm in Georgia, and he's going to do the same thing. So if you'd like to do that sort of thing, I highly recommend it. And so I wrote a little guide to micro-farming, and I go into the different kind of crops that you know, you can grow and that sort of thing, and some pretty interesting ideas. I mean, supposing you were going to grow popcorn, there's a high-value crop right there. It takes a special kind of corn to do it. And, well, if you're going to have a micro-farm, why don't you make a maze out of the popcorn plants? You know, it just makes sense to do things like that. And, you know, people can go to farmers markets. A lot of the specialty grocery stores and co-ops now are buying locally grown produce rather than getting it from another state, say. And so, yes, there is a big movement going on, and it's a good one. And I try to grow organically whenever I possibly can. There are certain situations where it's impossible to grow organically. We discovered that with one part of our super hot chili micro-farms that we had last year. And that's, you cannot grow organically when your neighbors are not, because they spray, you don't, and where do the bugs go?
They go to your place.
Yeah, they go to your place. They're driven out, and they find a place that is not, does not have noxious sprays all over it, and that's where they settle. And so we had six different super hot chili micro farms last year, and they were the one that was the least successful was the one in Las Cruces, where we had to spray, otherwise it would be, you know, nothing. And but the ones that we had up here in Albuquerque, they were all organic and they all did great. So
we're gonna have to take another break. I can't believe it's going back so fast, Dave. But when we come back, I want you to, we're gonna finish this little conversation. For those of you who are listening, these are some really hot topics. Stay tuned, because there's lots more with Dave DeWitt. We're coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. My guest this hour is the one and only Dave DeWitt, food historian, author, and one of the leading experts on chili peppers, spices, and spicy foods. He is the king of hot. Welcome back, Dave.
Well, I'm here.
You're the king of hot. So we're talking about microfarms, which is a subject that's dear to my heart. Last week I had Dawn Gifford as my guest, and her whole idea is, she has a website called Small Footprint Family, and her whole thing is that people are not going to take an interest in the environment unless they can make money. And so it makes sense, you know. I mean, if you can make money from growing something in your backyard that you have fun doing, and it you know, there are all those hidden benefits of just the fact of growing something and then sharing something and making money from something, and however you do it, whether it's you take it to a local market, or you're selling to a restaurant, or your neighbors. I mean, it makes sense that people will do things on a much more sustainable level when they can make money.
I think so. And the one thing that you have to have a little bit of knowledge about, and I put that in the Microfarming for Profit book that I wrote, is you have to make a business plan. You have to have some sort of a coherent plan, because if you grow all this stuff and you don't have a way to sell it, it's, you know, tomatoes are going to rot. You got to do something with them. And a lot of people create their own products. Like, for example, you don't sell herbs by the pound if that's what your microfarm consists of. You put them in nice, attractive little bottles and charge not what a supermarket would charge for a little bottle of oregano, but somewhere in between what your cost is and what that sells for in a supermarket. Make it reasonable so people will do it. And, of course, you have to not be shy about selling things. If you've ever worked a flea market or anything like that, that's the kind of knowledge you have to have. You can't just sit in the back of a booth and read a book while people are at your booth. You have to stand up. You have to greet them. You have to talk to them. You have to ask them if they have a garden. You have to, you know, play the role and walk the walk. It's not really very hard to do, but it takes some personality. And being a show producer, as well as occasionally an exhibitor at something like that, I can speak from experience. And many times I've advised exhibitors in our Fiery Food Show about how to greet people, how to sell things, the specials you have to have, the enticements, the offers, you know, buy three bottles, get one free, that kind of thing, you know. So there is a technique to do it, and I think I cover most of those, as well as how to write a business plan and so forth in the Microfarming for Profit book. But it's not just the joy of gardening, it's the joy of gardening for profit, I guess you'd say.
Well, and that, why not? You know, I mean, it makes all the sense. Where I live, most of the people have anywhere from 2 to 10 acres, and so many of my neighbors are actually micro farmers, where they are, you know, raising eggs, say, and they're selling to their neighbors or to the local farmers markets. We have one guy who he is growing herbs and vegetables, and he sells it to a nearby resort, to several of them, actually. And, you know, same another neighbor that is just growing a variety of vegetables and fruits and has tree fruit as well and selling it to restaurants. Another guy who has sort of a pick-your-own, where you come to his place and you pick your own. And we've got another farmer who has blackberries and peaches, and you pick your own there, too. So, I mean, we've seen this crop up all, no pun intended, all around us, and of course we grow bugs, so we're growing bugs, you know. But anyway, we see a lot of this ecopreneurship, entrepreneurship, where people are growing things and selling things, and some of them are making a complete living, and as you say, others just making extra money. And why not? What a great idea!
Well, the intersection of commerce and being out in nature for me is a really good thing. I mean, when I had the micro farms, I mean, I'm still growing. I'm just not growing for profit at the moment because I don't really have time for another job. But it's interesting because I would spend. Probably it took me 2 hours a day to get everything watered and taken care of and harvested and all that kind of stuff, anywhere between an hour and 2 hours a day. So I was out in nature, in the sun, in the wind, and everything, and it's a good feeling. I mean, it's better, you know, I stay cooped up in front of a computer screen most of the day, so it's good to get out. And if you're working, I don't really consider farming working. I mean, I know that it is work for a lot of people, but I enjoy it, so it's a hobby kind of thing. And if you can make a little bit of money off your favorite hobby, that is a good thing. And, you know, some of the more interesting crops that I found that people were growing were everything from oysters to chickens to mushrooms to marijuana to super hot chilies. There's a lot of high value crops that you can grow on 5 acres or less, and I just arbitrarily chose 5 acres because that would be the maximum of a micro farm, and a backyard would probably be the minimal that you could do. The people who grow herbs here that I covered in my book, they just do it during the growing season. They don't try to do it under artificial lights or anything like that. that's it's amazing. Like, for example, Italian parsley, you can take a 5-gallon pot and grow an organic parsley plant in that and have enough parsley for an entire year by the time you're done with it, especially if you dry it and put it in jars and that sort of thing. So, you know, growing in containers is fine, especially for people who don't really have yards. If they're in townhomes or apartments or something like that, you can grow quite a bit in containers. So just make sure what you're growing is legal.
In the state that you live in. So you mentioned some of the most valuable crops. I agree with you. You can grow things like echinacea and St. John's wort making thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord, that's in such all the medicinal herbs. You know, they are in great demand, and not just the illegal ones. So this is a great way for people to increase their income. Tell us, we got about 2 minutes. What are the value-added products? You mentioned popcorn. You mentioned some of the chilies. You mentioned some oysters. What other ones?
Well, there's a woman I cover in the book who raises raspberries, and so she has a line of raspberry jams. There's one jam that's hot and spicy, one that has ginger in it, that sort of thing. And she's distributed all through New Mexico and the Southwest, and she exhibits at our show and that sort of thing. And, you know, a little, you know, say, 5-ounce jar of jam is probably something on the order of $7. But she's a small batch kind of person, and she's not, you know, running hundreds of thousands of jars or anything like that. She just does enough. She knows what she has to do to sell it all and make a profit, and that's what she does. So that's an example of a value-added product at the end. And, of course, just about everything you can think of has some sort of a product you can make out of it. Like, for example, the sun-dried tomatoes. Sun-dried tomatoes cost a lot more than regular tomatoes, and you can have sun-dried tomatoes all year long. So that you can continue selling them even after the season is over. And it's a simple kind of product to make. All you have to have is a dehydrator, or I use my greenhouse that makes a perfect solar dryer. So that's what I was doing. You have to make sure to, you know, keep the flies off of them and that sort of thing. I would say always have in mind a value-added product when you select what your microfarm crops are going to be.
Well, that makes all the sense in the world. We're going to take another quick little break. For those of you who are listening, we are coming right back with the amazing Dave DeWitt. He's the king of hot. Don't go away.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. With me is Dave DeWitt. He is a food historian, author, and one of the leading experts on chili peppers, spices, and spicy foods. He's also the founder of the National Fiery Foods and Barbecue Show, which is in its 28th year, more or less, and it's the largest and most visited show about spicy foods and barbecue in the world. That's pretty amazing. Welcome back, Dave.
I want to tell you about the most unusual microfarm. That's really not a microfarm, but I included it in the book because it was so interesting. There's a fellow named Reed Booth who lives in Arizona, and his specialty is making products from honey from killer bees.
Wow.
Yes. What he does is he has a killer bee removal service, and when he breaks down the hives of the killer bees and moves them somewhere, he takes the honey from the honeycombs and then does products with them. I thought that was just, you know, talk about an unusual product. So killer bee honey is what he got my award for the most unusual microfarm. And then he's such an expert with the bees, he keeps them, but in very remote locations. After he moves them, say from somebody's garage or something, he moves them out into the desert. And so there's a lot of room in Arizona for doing stuff like this. And it's pretty safe because it's away from everybody. It's out, you know, with the saguaro cacti and all that. That was one of the more unusual ones. I also profiled a woman who has her own oyster farm, and it was, I think, a 3-acre oyster farm, and that's in Massachusetts, where she, does her oyster thing. So there's people are all, you know, doing all kinds of different unusual things with microfarming.
That's and the genius behind all this, you know. I mean, it's like, well, I kind of have a hobby. I like doing this, and I'm, you know, all of a sudden out of what seems to be could be a really serious issue for a lot of people when we talk about killer bees. All of a sudden, you know, talk about making honey, you know, out of something that would be very negative in many ways, because people are so frightened of these bees, and they can hurt people. Obviously,
oh,
we
sure.
know that. So, but what a great idea! I love that. What are the most important factors? You've talked a little bit about it in successful microfarms. What you said, the business plan is really important, and what other little tips do you have?
Well, as I mentioned, you have to learn how to sell things, which is, you know, I think a lot of times people innately know how to do this. I mean, when my wife switched careers, she was a high school English teacher for 17 years, and who knew that she could be the best telephone salesperson in the world? I had no idea. But she had no practice, no experience in sales, but when she switched from teaching to actually pitching people on the telephone, it turned out she had innate knowledge of how to do it. It was just, you know, I didn't have to do a thing. I didn't have to train her. She instinctively knew how to close people, how to convince them, how to make deals for them, and all that kind of stuff. And then my niece took over from her, and she knows how to do it too. You don't have to go to a school to learn how to sell things, although there are schools that will teach you how to do things like that. But anyway, I think it has to do with engaging people. I think just if you engage people in conversation and you know that what you're trying to do is get them to buy what you have, you don't have to be abrupt with them. You don't have to be mean to them. You just be a nice person, and you make a good salesperson. If you can talk to people, you can be a salesperson. So that's important. And then another thing is, especially when you're selling to chefs and restaurant people, you have to be able to deliver what you promise them. You can't. There's no excuse. If you say, I can give you, you know, 10 pounds of tomatoes every 3 days, you better be able to do that. And because once you lose a customer like that, you'll never get them back. If you fail to provide what you said you could do, then they'll lose faith in you. So just remember to keep your bargains. The verbal agreement is just as binding as a written agreement. A lot of people don't realize it. They think everything has to be in writing, but it doesn't. I once had a verbal agreement on a house deal, and the guy cheated me out of the house by forging my signature on a deed, and I took him to court, and I won, even though we didn't have a formal written agreement. We had a verbal agreement, and he cheated me. I got the money. So verbal agreements are just as important as written agreements, and so if you tell a chef you're going to be able to deliver, you better be able to deliver. And so that what that means is you have to have a backup plan. You have to have somebody else who's growing the same thing to back you up in case you know, something happens, like, you know, half your tomato plants get curly top virus, for example, and then you better scramble to find out how you're going to, you know, supply the restaurant that you originally told that you would do this. And so, you know, these kinds of things, nature sometimes can be very cruel to micro farmers, that's for sure. And this year we had a good year, but some years tomato plants, there's just, you know, so many things that they can catch that it makes it very difficult. So you know, just have a backup.
Backups are always important. And who are these micro farmers? What is there a certain age group? Tell us what is the profile of a micro farmer?
I think a good profile would be young people and older people. The people who, you know, have regular jobs, who are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and that sort of thing, probably don't provide as many micro farmers as struggling college students, people who have only part-time jobs, or people who are retired or nearing retirement, or wondering what they're going to do when they have to retire if they work for a company that has a mandatory retirement age or something like that. And they're probably wondering what they're going to do. And I just would suggest that, you know, micro farming might be the thing to make some money on it. I mean, I know people who have made almost a full-time living off of micro farming, but they have very high value crops, and they have help. I mean, paid, you know, assistance, in other words. So sometimes you can't do everything by yourself, but ideally, micro farming should involve your family as a unit, all working together to make money. Like teenagers. But we weren't trying to make money, but we grew enough so that we could have made money on doing that. It just wasn't in vogue at that time. During World War II, everybody had a garden, the Victory Gardens, and my parents had that, too. I was born during that particular time, but they always had gardens. And so if you think back, it was always a survival method, and now it's in vogue to do it again.
I love that it's in vogue. It's because it's so much fun, and it there's so many benefits. I was reading an article a few months ago about working in the soil is a great way to cure depression. Something about the microorganisms in the soil, just the energy of working in the soil, shifts our brain and makes us happy. And there you have more serotonin, and as I said before, all these other happy things that go on in the body. It's wonderful to just be out there gardening and make a little money while you're at it. What a great benefit that is.
Yeah, and you have bragging rights. Like, I could brag that one year I grew 300 pounds worth of tomatoes, you know. Some people grow the hottest chilies in the world so they can point them out and say, that's the hottest chili in the world. Want one? And that kind of thing. So you have to take pride in what you're doing. And I do. I mean, we're eating fresh tomatoes every day right now, and it's great. And just be careful when you're buying tomatoes at a grower's market or something like that. I know of a certain grower's market. I'm not going to mention the name of it, but they fix the prices. They make sure everybody's selling tomatoes at the same price. I think that sort of defeats the whole purpose of entrepreneurship and that sort of thing. So just ask around when you're at a grower's market or something like that, and see how the pricing works before you go spending too much money on them. Sometimes it's better just to have friends who are growing them or grow them yourself rather than even go to a grower's market. I tend to buy things that I don't grow at grower's markets rather than things that I do grow for obvious reasons. And so I don't buy chilies, I don't buy tomatoes and that sort of thing, but I tend to buy leafy things, real vegetables. I don't grow spinach. I don't grow arugula and that sort of thing, but so that's what I would buy at those places. Those kind of leafy things, if you grow specialty lettuces and specialty garden crops like that, that can be very profitable too.
Microgreens to lettuce to whatever.
Yeah.
We have to part our ways, and I'm so delighted to have had you on the show, Dave. Thank you so much. Everybody, he's got a great website, fiery-foods.com, F-I-E-R-Y-foods.com. Get his new book, Microfarming for Profit, and thank you so much, Dave. You are one fiery guy.
Okay, thank you, Sherry.
So happy. For those of you who are listening, we'll be back next week with another amazing guest. Go out and make it a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry, environmentally and sustainably yours.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.